the Newfound Overland Podcast, where we have relevant conversations about vehicle-dependent travel, adventure bikes to rocklanders, weekend warriors to full-time travelers, and everything in between. Newfound Overland. Overlanding undefined. Welcome back to another episode of Newfound Overland Podcast. I am your host, Benji. Happy Thursday to each and every one of you out there in listening land. I just want to give you guys kind of a disclaimer on today's episode. This took place this past weekend at Moore Expo 2024. I sat down with seven different groups of people. Some were solo, some were with pairs. So anyway, I just wanted to talk to them about their experience, why they came, all this stuff. These were attendees that paid to get in. These weren't just, you know, people that got a free ticket and all that fun stuff. These are the real deal. So I, you know, kind of asked them some hot seat questions, and we just had a natural conversation. It was fantastic. It was all over the place. So with that, you know, some of these episodes were like 5 minutes long. Some were like 10 or 15. So if you're like listening to one, you're not really into it, feel free to fast forward to the next one. There's a lot of good stuff we talked about in here. And some of these guys have YouTube channels, and some of them have Instagrams and all the social stuff. So I linked all of that in the show notes below. So make sure you go give them a follow or whatnot. And if you see them at an event or something, say, hey, I heard you on the NFO podcast. Fantastic job, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, that's just kind of the disclaimer here. It's a little lengthy. I think the whole episode's roughly around an hour, give or take a minute, plus or minus. All right. So as most of you guys know, I like giving away stuff. But in order to do that, you got to go leave a review. I don't just randomly select random listeners I don't have any contact information for. So you need to go over to Apple Podcast, look up Newfound Overland, leave a written review for Newfound Overland, and for every 10 reviews the show gets, you're going to get a sticker. Now, I'm going to do this all the way up until we get to 200 points. Now, in between this time, I might reach out to companies and, you know, partner with them for a little bit and see if I can give away some bigger items. So this would be really fun for the listeners, really fun for me. And, you know, it just kind of helps push the channel. It'll in case somebody comes across the channel, they could kind of read descriptions about the show. And that means a lot, really, in today's world. A lot of people kind of skip over things. So I would appreciate the review. And unfortunately, only Apple Podcast is the only platform that works. If you guys want to, Newfound Overland is on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and I also have a Patreon. Everything is at Newfound Overland, all one word. Love to have you in each of those things, and I appreciate you guys' support. And while you're over on YouTube, the video of this recording is live. It's already up there. So I sat down with all these folks separately, and then I had some kind of B-roll in the background of the event. So go check it out. If you're more of a visual person, you'll enjoy that. Also, if you guys want to support the show in another way, go over to BeckerSupplyCo.com and get yourself a limited NFO t-shirt. This one is Protect Our Forest, and it's a collab I did with Becker, and the quality is just top-notch. I know a lot of you guys are at the show. I had one out on display, and you were all like, wow, this is nice and soft. It was actual silk screen. It wasn't the transfers that people put on with like a iron thing. So it'll last a lifetime, and it'll feel good while you wear it. All right, guys, that's enough of me blabbering. I hope you enjoy the show, and if you did, share with a friend. All right, guys, I'll see you back here Monday, and here we go.
Caleb and Miss Paige. Why do I do this? We only practiced this 20 times because we're trying to work on the audio level. Thankfully, Off-Road Brian is in the house.
Oh, heck yeah.
Brian with the win.
Brian has so much knowledge. Just look at that knowledge. Anyway.
Yeah, I definitely feel a lot smarter just hanging out while he was solving the problems.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yes. I learned something.
Cool as a cucumber.
I think I could do a podcast now.
You should?
Yeah, I got it figured out.
Just don't get into the overland space.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
So, We just did a raffle. We're at More Expo, and I'm trying to do 10 to 15 minute shorts, maybe 20 minutes. I don't know. I said that, but whatever.
That could be a problem.
Conversation's good.
Yes.
We're talking. We're good talking. You're going to have to, like, shut me down.
Dude, we're both talking.
Do we have, like, a little ringer?
We're going to have to extend our stay.
Yeah, yeah.
So I want to do 10 to 15 minute things, whatever, and we're at More, and I want to get your guys' perspective as to... You're not storytellers this year.
No.
And you guys already kind of walked around or partially walked around?
Yeah, we moseyed around some, saw...
We did one lap.
Yeah.
One good lap.
One good lap. But, you know, to get through More nowadays, it takes some time.
Yeah.
So we got here around, I wouldn't say around 10 or so, and did one lap, but then it was lunchtime. Mm-hmm. So we went and had some sandwiches. And
was it busy?
Are. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. It's super busy, especially inside. It feels more, you know, crowded.
Is this your second More you've been to?
Fourth
More. Wow. Yeah. Okay. How have you seen it? Like, do you compare it to other years? Like, is the same? Is there a noticeable difference each year? Or this year, to me, we're definitely kind of spaced out a little different, which I like the flow this year. Right. What do you guys think?
I think each year's been different for us. So the first year was COVID. So it was, you know, COVID.
That's the year I skipped.
Okay. And then the next year, I think we... We didn't camp out or anything. We weren't storytellers. We were just here.
Oh, no, that's when we stayed with some friends. Yeah, that's S'mortimore. Mm. And we were actually going to be camping, like, running out to the National Forest and camping. But, you know, it's like an hour drive either way.
Yeah, yeah.
But we had some friends we had met a while back, and they offered us their Airbnb. So we stayed with them.
Oh, man.
And then the next year we did storytellers, and then this year we're just up here for the day. But as far as, I mean, it seems to be growing each time. And like you said, they're changing things up each time, kind of. I think they're filling out what people, you know, are saying and just trying to improve each time. So
yeah, but the growth is insane. I mean, because like the first year we came, we were parking at the front doors.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, walking straight in. There was no outdoor kind of vendor spots or anything. So like going from 4 years ago to now, it's definitely blown up, because even when they started bringing people out to the front, it was very small.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the parking was still right out there outside of the vendors on the outside.
That's wild.
And now it's like you have to park in grass. Yeah. You know, so
it's crazy, because you feel like, because this is my fourth one. I think I came in 19, skipped 20. Okay. I've been here ever since. The last 3 years been storyteller, but before that, I wasn't really doing podcasting or didn't even have the Facebook group at the time. So anyway, it is fun to see it grow. It's fun to see other people that we've met over the years,
and then
especially like different products, because there's a lot of products that are big products now,
right?
Or companies that are big now, and they were small,
right?
But it's kind of cool to see all the growth and stuff,
right? And like you had talked about before, this kind of like kicks off the expos throughout the year, right?
The season.
Yeah, the season of the expos. This is the start, right?
So, to clarify, there's no overland season.
No official.
But I think everyone refers to the season as expos, because that's people making a point to travel and to find, you know, these expos, because it's a destination.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's cool. Like, so whenever people say season, I'm going to start saying, like, this is the official season.
Yeah.
Spring through fall.
That's
spring
right. Fall. Okay. That's right. And it's kind of cool. If you've ever been to other expos before, they all have a draw to them.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It might be location. It might be how close is it to me, but each one is definitely unique in their own way. Yeah. And it definitely draws you to those specific ones for those reasons.
Yeah. That's good. You guys have any plans for other expos this year?
Yes, so we plan on going to Pacific Northwest for
really shooting for
Overland
that.
Expo PNW. Thank you, appreciate it. Yeah,
Pacific Northwest.
PNW. Yeah, so going to that one, definitely planning on that. Have some work to do to make it to that one, but that's a goal.
Okay,
and then also to Expo East.
And then Rendezvous.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're going to Rendezvous, on the list?
I mean, it's on.
Because you guys showed up last year for like a few hours maybe, or did you stay for the night?
I cooked in the cooking competition.
She came just to take the call.
That's really all we did.
Okay. Just to crush
it. Really all we did.
But yeah, I mean, it's like, again, another catch up.
Yes.
Because by then, you guys would have already gone to the PNW and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
And then we could revisit that.
Yeah.
That's what's cool about this, is like catching up with people and seeing what they've bought, you know, for the rig or different changes, and then who they've met. So
I think it's really fun when you go, like, say, to PNW, and then you see some people, and you're like, dude, I saw you in Arkansas or in Missouri, you know, and you're seeing them again. It's just like, I don't know, it's just weird to see somebody in a different environment that far away.
It is.
But it's so much fun, you know?
Yeah. It is. It's kind of like small world feeling, but you knew it took you a long time to get there.
That's right.
Well, that's what I was going to say about this too, is just the community keeps building, you know, and just getting to, it may be once a year, but getting to see everybody again, it's, you know, like going back home kind of thing.
Do you recall how many people were at Storyteller the first time you guys did it? Like the first time you guys were Storytellers?
Man, I can't remember the number. I mean, honestly.
You want to say there was 30?
Yeah, I would say 30s. It seems like a good number because they were lined up front here.
And we were
anybody that can't see me, I'm pointing at my left across the building. they were lined right up, you know, at the front of the
video.
Building. So okay, there we go. So you know, I mean, when you're in Storyteller Row, you have people come by,
and it
makes it a blur.
Yeah,
like the
it's a fun blur.
Yeah.
Well, you lose track of the time, and then if you've never stood on your feet for 10 hours a day ran your mouth for hours, you get wore out.
Yeah,
that's funny.
He lost his voice.
I lose my voice every expo.
I think I'm had like three people yesterday I talked to. They lost their voice already. It was day one yesterday.
Oh gosh,
and that's good.
Yeah, so. I love expos. I don't know. It's just a good way to connect with people. You know, if you're looking at a brand and you want to know what that brand's about, not just by their product, but by the people who run that product, the people that sell that product, you know, this is the place to find out. You can definitely meet, greet, shake hands, hang out. You know, I mean, there's so much opportunity to really just get to know people at these events.
Find out about new stuff,
right?
New products out there.
Yeah, and Storyteller Row. I mean, come on, Storyteller Row.
You could be doing a podcast in the middle of the expo.
It might have taken an hour to do a sound check. We got it.
Yeah, we're lined up and ready, or you're lined up and ready
for next week.
I'm good to go now. Thanks to y'all for your patience, because I probably would have given up. Honestly, I'm like, this is not going to be fun for anyone.
We love it. It's what it's all about. It's just the hanging out. You know, nobody's looking at the clock.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's nobody's the way life should be. That's the way life should be.
That's it. Yeah. Every time that vehicle that you fix up goes out that driveway, throw that watch out the window and just
enjoy your time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Last thing before we hang up here, what advice would you give anyone considering going to an expo? It doesn't have to be more, or just an expo. And they're like on the fence. They're like, I could just, you know, get this stuff online or whatever. Like, what kind of advice would you give to someone?
Man, I mean, like we've talked a lot about right now is the community, the people you get to meet. I mean, even if it's just somebody you watch on YouTube, or if it's just somebody you're walking next to in the expo, and you just, I mean, you make these friendships that you're exchanging emails and direct messages, and you know, it's cool stuff. You can go stay in their backyard when you're in their neck of the woods kind of thing. I mean, that's a huge pull for me. And then I would say if you're trying not to spend too much money, you know, take your food with you. Go back out in the parking lot like we just did and make your sandwiches and just be cost effective, you know, on it.
Yeah.
My advice would be is absolutely go.
Yeah.
You know, if you've never been to one and you don't know if you would enjoy it or you know, you wouldn't, you know, just go and try it out.
Yeah.
And, you know, don't have any goals. Just go. You know, if you're willing to spend money, spend some money. Somebody's there to take it. But at the same time, definitely mosey around some. And, you know, don't go straight to that one thing you've been looking for. Go and look around. There's plenty of product out there that are good competitors, man.
I mean, there's a lot of hidden products out there.
Yes.
Because a lot of the big brands, you know, they always have that marketing space.
No, I was literally just thinking the same.
But it's like the smaller guys, there's a lot of startups out here.
Absolutely.
And there's some really innovative things that next year they might be the big guys.
Well, I mean, it's just like here at Moore. You go inside, there's some knife companies inside selling their knives. But we have a guy out here culprit.
Yeah.
And he's out here hammering on some knives, man. Yeah. You know, buy some local made stuff, some handmade stuff. And it means more. But like, just like Paige said, you're going to make some friends, whether you want to or not, because you're going to be standing in a line somewhere.
Right.
Whether it be, yeah. Oh, man. And it's going to happen whether you want it to or not. It's going to happen. You're going to make some good friends. Yeah.
All right, guys. How can people get hold of you? Follow your journeys.
All right. So we are, again, we're No Barrier Adventures. We are on Instagram right now. We, you know, in the future are looking out to do a little bit more, maybe on YouTube or something like that. But we're just trying to get everything worked out with schedule, budget, all that different kind of stuff. You know, life happens. So, but
hit us up there.
Yeah, hit us up there, and you'll catch our little excursions there.
All right, y'all. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, next interview is here with Casey live in person. He's actually my neighbor here on Storyteller Row, More Expo 2024. What's up, man?
Oh, just having fun hanging out here at More.
Is this your first year at More?
This is actually our second year at More.
Okay.
We came last year. We caravaned up with a group from the DFW area, and we camped over there in the camping area. And it was a real eye-opener seeing all the vendors that were out here and all the different products. We actually found some products that we had no knowledge about, and we met some really great people here the first year, and this year it's just been an expansion of that, where we're just really getting to know some people that we met last year that we were seeing here back, and in there talking with some vendors that we know and love, and some vendors actually came out and saw one of our vehicles and commented on it that it was a vehicle we had in the works last year, and this year they get to see it and they're like, wow,
that's cool.
That is an awesome build that you guys did.
Very cool. And y'all are from the Dallas, Texas area, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And so compared to last year to this year, I know the Storyteller Rose is in a completely new place. It's never been out here. And the overflow, of course, of vendors outside. Is there anything this year that just sets it apart from last year to you?
Well, to me, it seems like there's a lot more energy this year. There's a lot more vendors. And some of the power sports has their own separate area where they weren't at the outside. They have their own inside venue, and we have even more overlanding type vendors in the outdoor area.
Yeah.
So it's not such a hodgepodge. It's very well defined, and it's great to have all our people, and especially with the Storyteller Road, have all the people here checking out some really cool rigs.
It feels like it flows better this year.
Yeah, this year definitely.
Like last year was kind of a cluster, especially for the outdoors, that, you know, the vendors, some of them were over the line. You know, the borderlines are there for a reason, you know, so people could have walkways and stuff, and it just felt confusing. I know a lot of people last year didn't like it because of that, but anyway, roll with the punches. We're here now in 2024. What's some advice you would give to someone who has never been to a More Expo that maybe you've learned or picked up that you would advise them if they're going to come next year?
Come being ready to have fun.
Yeah.
Because it's a fun time here. There's a lot of stuff to see, and when you first get here, it can be overwhelming. Mm-hmm. But just relax and make number one to be have fun.
Yeah. It's cool because we didn't even know each other, you know. Now we'll see each other
a couple days ago, but we're going to see each other at events and hopefully out on the trail.
Yeah, dude. And now we're on podcast together, so that's fun.
And it's awesome.
Yeah. So, getting back to your rigs and everything, you have a channel called Black Truck Adventures.
That's correct.
Can you tell me a little bit more about your channel?
Well, basically, Paul and I started, we didn't know it was overlanding, but it's overlanding that we find out. We started back in 2020, and we took a trip from Dallas up to Green River, Utah to take a rafting trip.
Nice.
And we had to drive up there because we had to carry our paddles. And we realized that we really love taking trips through the mountains together. It gave us some good together time and some long rides in the truck, and we get to see good stuff, but we talked and we communicated. And it was some good family bonding for us, and it helped make our relationship stronger.
That is so cool. So was this recent, you said, a couple years ago or a long time ago?
I've been doing this for a long time.
But whenever she got involved with you on that connection,
it was summer of 2020.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. She's loving it.
Oh yeah, she's all in.
That's so cool.
We get home and we're in the Dallas Fort Worth area, and with all the congestion, the busyness, she just can't wait to go. And I'm the same way. I'm a lot calmer when I'm out in the woods, and we're checking out stuff and we're seeing cool stuff. I mean, we were in New Mexico last summer, and the road, it was an okay road. There was some scenery, but then a mountain lion runs across the road in front of us, a real live mountain lion out in the wild, and seeing that thing in its own environment. Man, I don't want to see one of those in his house.
Yeah.
Because that thing is amazing. Yeah. It's an amazing creature. And to see one live in the wild,
that would be crazy.
That's something I'll never forget.
Yeah, that's wild, dude. That, I mean, no pun intended, that's wild. That's cool. Any final words of wisdom to anyone out there that's wanting to get into this hobby?
Just do it. I was in there talking with Donnie and Kathy. They're in the expo hall, and they have a Model T and all the overlanding equipment that was used with the Model T.
Isn't that cool?
And Donnie puts together the thing where they have different antique cars, and they do overlanding travel events with antique cars. And to me, that says it doesn't matter what your vehicles. You know, some of us, we've gone over the top, and we have vehicles that were way more capable than what we use them for, and that's not necessary. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have all this equipment. You just have to have the will to get out there and experience new things and have fun doing it.
Have fun doing it. That's what it's all about. And the thing about the Model A stuff, they like down in Arkansas, everybody, the listeners know I go down to Arkansas a lot and wheel down there. Those Model A people, they do the same kind of trails we do.
Yeah.
And they outperform some vehicles I've seen that are pretty decked out. So it doesn't matter what you drive. It doesn't matter how you drive it. So, brother, thanks for coming on the show. And
thanks for having me.
So how can people follow you all?
Follow us on at Black Truck Adventures. YouTube.com/BlackTruckAdventures.
So all the things, Black Truck Adventures.
That's it.
All right, dude. Thanks for coming on.
Hey everyone, hopefully you're enjoying today's episode. I just wanted to throw out a couple reminders that if you guys want to rock some NFO tees, we've got some good ones cooking up over at BeckerSupplyCo.com. He has done an exclusive partnership with us here at NFO. Go check out the NFO Newfound Overland merch line at BeckerSupplyCo.com. Get your t-shirt today, and don't forget, if you're a Patreon member, you get 10% off, so go join Patreon. We got two little tiers over there, and I'd love to have you. Now let's get back to today's episode.
All right, we are back in studio at Moore Expo 2024. I got Mr. Ed Giesen all the way from Wichita, Kansas. How the heck are you, brother?
I'm good. Having a lot of fun today this weekend.
Is this like... This is just a blast.
It is.
Come see your
good
friends,
time.
All hang out, eat dinner, and no agendas.
Yep. Just hang out, eat too much, maybe drink a little too much. What it is, man.
Tell me, I love your van.
Thank you.
For anyone out there, can you explain it to them, just the model?
Well, it's a 79 Ford E250 Quadra van. My dad bought it brand new in 1981. Back in 1981, nobody wanted to buy a big block powered four-wheel drive 8,000 pound truck and feed it, except my slightly insane father. We used to for pulling car trailers, and you know, we've been on dozens of ski trips in that thing, and it had been sitting essentially unused for several years, and the past 6 months I have resurrected it, and now it is a fully functioning piece of equipment.
That's so cool. Is that the original paint?
Mm-hmm. It's been repainted, but that was the same color that it was killer. Originally.
Love it.
And it's factory interior, or the same interior that was installed back in the 80s.
Nice.
Or 79, 80, whatever it was.
Let's go look inside of it. That's killer.
Yeah.
The vintage vintage vehicles, especially vans, you know, we've talked about this. Good luck finding one, you know, because everyone's buying them.
They're easy to find. You just got to have, you know, $14 gazillion to buy it.
Right.
So
I was watching Bring a was it bringatrailer.com? They post some unique cars and stuff up there for sale and auction. And they had an old van. It was like a American themed. It was a 1976. So they're trying to do the bicentennial theme to it.
Okay.
And I didn't look at all the pictures because I saw the price tag at that time. I think there was 5 days left, $32,000 for this van.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh,
it
yeah.
was like a patriotic theme. But I'm like, I didn't even look in the interior to see what, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm part of the Pathfinder four-wheel drive group on Facebook, and there's stuff going up, come up for sale all the time on there. But you're talking about $15,000 for it doesn't run, half of it's rusted away.
Yeah.
And I'm going, wow. You know, and I've got a
marketplace turned everyone into car dealers because they don't have a clue what they're doing. They're just putting these stupid, outrageous numbers on this stuff. You know,
apparently they're getting it for it.
If it sticks, it sticks.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's bring it back to more. What's something cool this year that is just unique from all the other years you've been here?
Well, it's hard to say because, you know, every year is different. And that is something that I really like about more is that it's always changing.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's always a new cool rig to see. Somebody's got the cool little giga to have, you know. Gives me ideas of something of things to build when I get back home because I can't afford to buy it.
Right.
I'm fully capable of building it.
Yeah.
So,
that's
you know.
Cool. Did you do any classes this year?
My son and I took the emergency welding class. We're talking welding with three car batteries and some jumper cables.
Wow. Who taught that?
I can't remember the man's name.
Wow.
But it was a really good class. He was a former educator. He taught VOAG for a high school that he worked for. So he really was a good presenter, and he, you know, walked us through how to do it. And it was like, okay, this can be done.
What was his, like, amperage he was trying to get? It was stick welding, right?
You run a 6013 rod, 36 volts. You're talking about 600-700 amps. And it really welds nice. It's surprisingly how stable of an arc you can get out of three stinking car batteries.
So was he just saying keep a rod or a couple rods in your car?
Keep some dry rod in your car. Keep eye protection in your truck. He said, I liked one thing that he said. He goes, a lot of this stuff is black and white. This is not a black and white area. This is a gray area. This is working to get you home.
Yes.
Make this up as you go along. I'm giving you skills that you can build off of. You know, you're not going to do this to fabricate something in your shop. But would you do it to put your engine mount back in your truck to get you off the trail? Sure.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing, man. You go into survival mode.
Exactly.
You know, even if you're broken down on the side of the highway, you know, you get a tow truck in there. He's like, you're in the middle of nowhere. You're extra screwed. But like, you know, everybody just goes into survival mode. And I always tell people, you know, some people panic.
Yeah.
So if you need to, you know, take a 10-minute break. Go sit down. Collect your thoughts. But like, that's really cool that there's people here. I've heard so many good things about the VIP classes because they are, a lot of them are highly trained, highly certified. Mm-hmm. They know what they're doing. They're in the space. They've been doing it for a long time.
Yep.
And if you're to, you know, go to one of these folks' courses. I mean, you're spending upwards of almost $1,000
just
gonna
to go to a class. You're going to drop a G on this. Yeah.
So to have them here available, and I've heard nothing but good things about that. So
yeah, this cool. guy was talking, you know, he ran his credentials at the beginning of the class, and, you know, he's basically, he's teaching this kind of stuff to military and first responder people. And it's like, okay, you know, he goes, the class is different for them because the military trucks use such a different electrical system. So we can do this differently. It's like, all right, that's cool. But, yeah, he really presented a good class. Sweet. And, it was, he could have condensed some stuff down, but at the same time, he's working with people who have no skills and people who have, you know, that have been welding.
Right.
Okay. My son took the class with me, my youngest son, and he has never burned a rod in his life until yesterday. Mm. But he welded a couple of 3-inch welds.
Sweet.
That would have got us home.
Nice.
It's like, okay,
that's kid. Cool. So he just learned something potentially down the road when maybe he's older and, you know, he's not going to panic. He's going to fix it himself.
Right.
Or could fix it himself.
He could make this up as he goes along if he needs to.
Cool.
Which that was, and that's the thing with any of this stuff is, you know, not getting locked into, oh, I have to do it this way.
Right.
You know, we've got thousands of overlanders and we've got thousands of ways of doing things.
Yep. And break the mold of the traditional thinking of you need that, this, that, whatever. We already talked about that a million times on the show, but anyway.
Yeah.
What's some advice you would give someone maybe who not necessarily more expo, but what kind of advice would you give someone wanting to go to an Overland Expo who's never gone?
Well, you might not want to camp the first one, but, you know, it's good to ease into it. I came to this event 2 years in a row. Take that back, 3 years in a row before I finally camped here.
Mm.
And
did you do a hotel or anything?
No,
just one day.
We were down and back in one day from Wichita. It's 5 hours one way.
Wow.
And we run 5 hours, do the whole expo, and run five back.
Man,
and so it was a long
but
day.
As you meet people, though, that's the thing too, is the connection, man. There's so many people that I've met over the years of coming to events and then obviously doing podcasting stuff that's exploded my friend circle. But
yeah,
I think it's fun to reconnect to people, especially, you know, on Facebook. That's the only time I get to interact with you guys. So I chop your guys's. He's from Kansas, obviously, we said that, but I bust your guys' chops all the time. But we interact almost once a week or a couple times a week.
Yeah, we're good.
And it's fun to put actual physical faces and shake people's hands, you know, in person. There's something, you know, cool about it.
Yeah. And I've been into antique cars all my life. And there were certain swap meet events, car part swap meets.
Yeah.
Those were as much reunions as selling parts.
Yeah.
You know, you're hanging out, seeing your friends, I see my friends from Tulsa. I see my friends from Kansas City, you know, that I don't see on a regular basis. So, and this is the same principle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I run into people that I met last year. You know, we were camped on top of each other last year, and now we're not camping together, but hey, how you doing?
Right. Yeah. A guy was walking by and he kind of looked over at me like he kind of knew me. And I waved to him. I was like, hey, man, haven't seen you in a while. And he's like, who are you? And then I was like, 5 minutes later, he came back. He's like, man, I was thinking about that. You look real familiar and all this stuff. And it turns out, like, I looked him up on Facebook. I was like, dude, we got like 5 mutual friends, but I guess I don't know you either.
Okay.
But it was a funny story that, you know, me, I would probably wave to somebody like, hey, buddy, good to see you. And they'd look at you and be like, who the heck is this guy? Just keep walking.
Yeah.
But anyway. All right. Before we hang up, how can people get a hold of you, follow you, if you want anybody to do that on social
media? You know, I'm not that social media savvy. I'll tell you, I want to push an organization more than anything.
Yeah,
Christian Off-Road Association, ChristianOffroad.com.
You guys do monthly meetups or how does that work?
We have chapters in Wichita, St. Louis, Oklahoma City.
Wow.
I think Nashville. I'm not sure.
That's cool.
Des Moines. There's a bunch of them all over the country. Started in Wichita, Kansas by a bunch of guys I run around with.
Nice.
And, yep. And we have, you know, regular meetings and we go banging around out in the woods.
Nice.
On a regular basis. And
yeah, you guys get around and do stuff for sure.
Yeah. We don't let a lot of grass grow. So,
Ed, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, good to be here.
All right, buddy.
Bye. Thank you.
All right. Next in studio, live in person at More Expo 2024 is Mr. Perry. And I don't even know how to pronounce your last name.
Mankey.
Mankey. Okay. Mm. And you've been in the Budget Overland Facebook group for what, 3 years maybe?
Yeah, probably about that.
So you are a traveler of sorts. And
seasonal traveler.
Seasonal traveler. And you are, this is your first time at More Expo, is that right?
Correct.
Man, yeah. How do you like it so far?
Really nice.
How did you stumble across it?
Just seeing advertisement for it and always wanting to go to it. And this year I was able to time my travels that I could hit it on the way back to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
After snowbirding.
After snowbirding. Yeah. So how long has like More been on your radar and you're like, dang it, I wish I could have gone this year, or you just made it a priority to go and you're like, how long ago was that?
Well, I've been probably wanting to come for, I don't know, 3-4 years.
Nice.
So
I'm glad you made it. Yeah. It's fun, like, because you've been in the group, we've chit-chatted on there, you're a listener of the show, of the old show too, and it's fun to put an actual physical person with a profile picture. You know it's actually real, so that's really, that's been a treat for me. How, like, of this event, what's some things that just popped out to you that are, like, super cool that you've never seen at another event before?
The thing I really liked is the seminars, like the recovery seminar, high lift seminar, high lift jack seminar, the introduction to GMRS radio communication seminar.
Yeah. Did Justin Williams teach that one? Justin Williams from Louisiana?
Yes.
Okay, cool. He's a good guy. He's one of the admins of the group. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, he's an admin of the...
Okay.
Well, it used to be Budget Overland, but now it's United by Overland, but he's a good dude. That's the thing, man, about these events is, like, you reconnect with so many people. What about some vendors? Are there any vendor areas that just, you know, pop to you or anything cool, or just kind of all the same?
Yeah, about all the same. Yeah. I mean, I like seeing the high-end earth roamer things. You know,
just ridiculous things that you're like, I'll never buy that, even if I could, or whatever. It's like, those are just monsters to look at. Pieces of work, really.
Yeah, or I was checking out, you know, the Rivians before I came here.
Yeah.
Because I think it might be something my wife might be interested in.
Were they doing Rivian test drives, or were they just showing them off?
They were showing them off, and they said, you know, you could do test drives. So
that's fantastic. Are they still here today, or was this yesterday?
Yeah.
Wow, yes. I might go over there after this.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Are you camping here, or are you in a hotel or anything like that?
Camping here.
How's that been for you?
Pretty good, but I'm not a fan of the festival-style camping.
Okay, so what he's meaning is everyone's shoulder to shoulder, first come, first serve. Plus, what, there's no bedtime hours or nothing like that, so people could be up to like 2 or 3, pooping and hollering.
Yeah, and I'm in a truck camper, so I'm up higher.
Nice.
And the guy next to me has a privacy tent attached to his off-road trailer. And I said, you know, when you set that up, I'm going to be able to see right down into your privacy tent. So he put it up, and then all of a sudden I reminded him, you know, when I opened my window, it's like, hey, how's it going?
And oh, gosh.
He folded it back up. So
that's hilarious, man. Gosh. Yeah. So, I mean, knowing that you're only here, what, 2 nights, 3 nights, whatever, you're able to tolerate the type.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I know in past some people threw a fit about it, but really it's part of the experience. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm. You don't know what it's like till you try it.
Exactly. That's the fun part. As far as food goes at night, and this is kind of random and all over the place because we're only doing shorts here. As far as food and cooking go, were your neighbors like hospitable or anyway? Like, hey, you want some food, or we're cooking all this food or whatever?
No, they didn't offer me anything, but I haven't really put myself out to them either. I just keep to myself because
I'll give you a trick for tonight for dinner. Just grab a plate, grab your silverware, and just go over to them and then sit out. Don't say a word. just joking.
It's a last night.
Don't do that. Dude, that's fun. So what kind of things are you planning to do maybe for your own travels based off of this show? Is there any ideas you got, or are you just here to kind of take in the
expo? Take in and see what it's like and find out about other events and that sort of thing.
Cool.
So
you're going to come back down the Midwest anytime soon?
Oh, yeah.
Down here?
Yeah. I mean,
we'll get you down to Rendezvous one of these days.
Yep. Maybe this year.
Yeah, I hope so, dude. That'd be cool. It's only, April now? And we were talking, earlier with some other guests, but we were dead saying. This is when people say it's a seasonal thing, you know, when they say, oh, it's overlanding season. We summarize it as
it's expo season.
Okay.
Okay, so you got spring till fall, and that's it for the expo season. So that's pretty cool. So, all right, man. I think we're going to hang up here, but do you want anybody to follow you on social media or anything? You don't have to. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not really on social media. Cool. I mean, if somebody wants to reach out to me on the Facebook group, you know, I'll certainly get back to them.
Are there any words of wisdom you would give to anybody else out there who's never gone to an expo? Doesn't have to be in the War Expo, but anybody out there who's wanting to go to an expo that's never been, what kind of advice would you give that person?
Choose your campsite wisely.
Now we've got to elaborate on this one.
Well, I was the first one there, but people move in around you. So look for a spot. If you want to be by yourself, look for a spot where people aren't likely to come around by you.
That's good.
And I picked out a couple for next year. So
very good. Well, Perry, thanks for coming on the show. It's a pleasure meeting you in person as well.
Okay, thank you for having me.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. Bye. All right, we're back with another guest in house. We got Mindy and we got Patrick Menard.
Correct.
Menard. Yeah. You're calling yourselves PM Overland or Overlanding?
Overland.
PM Overland. We're at More Expo 2024. How many times have y'all been up to this expo?
This is the second year.
Second year. Last year was your first, 23. What do you like this year compared to last year? Is there anything that's different that's just like super cool compared to last
year? No rain. I mean,
that always helps.
That helped a lot. So because last year got kind of bad for the first day we got here. So.
Yeah. Is this year five or six for Mark? He keeps saying five.
Chris keeps saying
five. I think it's six.
I don't know. Because I mean, I thought he was. Because they said. Last year, I thought was three, maybe. But I don't know. I mean,
I don't know either. Yeah. I've been here three times on Storyteller, and four times total, so five makes sense.
Yeah. Okay.
But over the, you know, the last 4 or 5 years or whatever, you know, parking lot out here, the overflow vendor area was the parking lot.
Right.
You know, they had two or three rigs up front for the Storytellers, and I think they only had the east wing for vendors.
Yeah.
That was a mistake because everyone and their brother showed up and it became a big thing. So then the East and West Hall and all that fun stuff. So
he has a good thing going. I mean,
it's different for like the Midwest, you know. Have you guys ever gone to the Expo, Overland Expos and stuff? I mean, obviously those are massive and stuff, but like for the Midwest, I feel like it competes well. I mean, that's not a competition, but it definitely gives some options.
To me, this one's more family.
Yeah.
So
not families and your children. No, it feels more
like a reunion.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And that's why I like this year better because we made so many friends last year.
Yeah.
So this year they're all with us, you know, we're all camping together and cooking for each other, you know. So it feels like a home week.
It does.
So we hope to come every year.
Good. I mean, I think it's like you said, you know, everyone who's we've interviewed so far, you know, everyone's like it's the family reunion feel.
Mm-hmm.
It's
catching up for people. Yeah.
It's not all about the gear and you know whatever. The classes are phenomenal, all that stuff. But
can we still haven't taken one every year?
Are you serious?
We're taking the guy, or we're taking the guy.
Did you guys ever do this more and more?
No.
Do you want to?
We want to
because it's like a 4-hour thing. But everyone I've talked to says it's fantastic.
That's what we keep hearing. But I'm losing the expo. I mean, I have to go and for 4 hours of the day, I'm not here. So
he did say, well, obviously, like some people you can get the books and do it on your own time. But I mean, for y'all, I don't think you would probably want to do that.
It's a 4-hour trail. I'm not familiar with it.
It's a gravel road, more or less. It's a scenic drive.
Okay.
And it's kind of like I've never done it either, but it's kind of, you've got to look at your odometer and at like 19.6 miles turn left at Red Barn.
Oh, yeah. Neat. Okay.
So there's a word for that, but it's, you know, like not a scavenger hunt, but kind of a, you got to pay attention.
Yeah.
So if you got kids or even I've met people that are, you know, just couples go and they still have a fantastic time.
Right.
But a lot of, you know, it's a commitment, you know, it's your whole day almost. It was like 4-hour drive. Well, it's an hour drive to Southwest Missouri Off-Road Ranch from here. Mm-hmm. So you got a 4-hour, you know, whatever, and then an hour drive back. So
it's
about 5 hours.
Okay.
Plus if you stop new lunch and all that fun stuff.
Right.
I mean, if we could do it before the expo.
Like on the
before Thursday.
Yeah, because we've been on the road since last Saturday.
Mm. Yeah.
So, and I mean, it's our birthday week, so I take vacation
good
year, time cool every year. And so we could do that one time. So.
Yeah, just do it on our own. I mean, it's not like big rocks we have to crawl over.
Right.
Like Spain, our falls.
Yeah,
Lord.
Gorgeous down there.
Yeah, no, we slid off a rock and did some damage. Oh, man.
It's not built for full size.
So that's the one you were talking about the other day.
Yeah, we should have been in a buggy.
Kelly Latour's done.
Well, and he messed up his truck the same way, didn't he?
On the, yeah, really?
Yeah, hit that back bumper coming out of that little
creek. That's right. It pulled it back a minute.
That's what we did.
That's amazing.
We jarred so hard that the front runner rack is now like this. Oh, yeah, and it squeaks. So we got to get home and take that thing off and fix it.
It comes with it, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was so much fun, though.
So, Kelly, if you're listening, yeah, I did it.
We did it. We did it.
I'll send it to him. Just this clip. That's funny. That's good stuff. So what are you guys looking forward to this summer 2024? Anything fun coming up?
Really ain't talked about it yet.
It's so hot in Louisiana. It's hard for us to camp. We have to get at least this far away just to get cool nights.
Yeah. Interesting. You guys should go like to Canada. Although that's not really cool.
BC is on a bucket list. That's what I want to do.
But we've never even done Oregon or Washington State. We've never been that way.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that California, but not for camping, you know.
That's a long ways from home for y'all.
It is.
Man.
Yeah.
That's a commitment. That would be like a couple months trip. Yeah. That you would want to take, you know, to squeeze it all in.
Yeah. It was like 4 years.
4 years to get to retire.
Nice. Is that your plan for retirement when you guys travel?
We're talking about it. I mean, it depends on everything, how the next 4 years goes. And yeah. I mean, I can't
camp now, there's such thing as seasonal traveling, too. You know, you don't have to just go full bore.
Right. I'm ready to sell the house and hit the roads.
Are you really?
I can keep my house if we seasonal travel.
So, okay. So I told my wife I'd love to travel and do all this stuff. I can't do it full time. I would never want to do it full time. Right. I want a home base. I want somewhere to call home.
Yeah.
Not only for mail and stuff like that. But, you know, it's a peace of mind that you can go somewhere. It's that feeling, you know, being gone forever and you go, you feel like you're home.
Right. Well, my plan is kind of maybe buying a piece of acre somewhere, I don't know, somewhere closer to the Midwest.
Yeah.
Something that it ain't 25 hours to get to where we want to go camping.
Yeah, so, if we lived in the Utah, Colorado, somewhere in that area, then we have access to camping all the time. So if we sold everything, we'd probably travel around. I told him it's going to take me a year to find where I want to be. And then buy an acre, build a shop home, and then we can travel from there. You know, a home base.
You're not the first person to have brought that up.
Really?
You know, I've got a friend, they live kind of up north. They want to find a plot of land or something that they could potentially build on one day without regulations, or not a neighborhood, but a little plot of land.
Right.
And then they want something on the East Coast and then something kind of towards the West Coast.
Okay.
So they could travel, do all their things there, have a hub, you know, if they built like a small barnuminium or something, they could park it there or whatever.
That's the second time
someone's ever mentioned that in 1 week. I've never heard that thought. Of doing that, you know, it makes sense.
If we want to camp more and travel more, we have to get closer to the prettier areas.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because there's, I mean, with the regulations, you know, each state's different, all that bull crap, and we have to tolerate all this stuff. But anyway, without going down a tangent rabbit hole,
we will be choosing when we pick our state,
absolutely. So I've been asking this to everyone. What kind of advice would you give someone who's never been to an expo? It doesn't have to be more expo. What kind of advice would you give someone who's interested in going to an expo, who's never gone?
Camp there.
Okay. Just go. Go and do it.
Yeah. So.
No excuses. Put it on your calendar. Because, dude, Perry, I interviewed him today, and I said, how long has Moore been on your radar? And he goes, 3 years. And he said he finally made the time and everything. He's a seasonal traveler. And, you know, he lives up in, I think, Wisconsin, somewhere like that, Minnesota maybe. So he goes down, he snowbirds down New Mexico, Arizona area, I think Southern Colorado, I don't know, that area. And then so, like, you know, Springfield, it's a ways from all those fun places.
Right.
But here we are.
Here we are. Yeah. Yeah. I like more. I like it.
I think it's fun. Yeah.
We went to East last year.
How was that?
I liked it. I liked it a lot better than West. West was just so big. I mean, you had to walk a mile from the campground to even get to it.
Yeah.
But East was good.
So West is their flagship, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I always say I want to go to the Pacific Northwest over Expo.
Yes.
And yeah, there's a Nissan doing Nissan things. Just kidding. But anyway, I've had some invites to stay at people's houses and borrow people's rigs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how can you turn that down?
Oh, yeah.
All you got to do is fly out there.
Yep.
I mean, I got to make that happen.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
That'd probably be the way we would have to do it. We'd probably have to fly out there, you know, but
it's such a drive from anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's up there in that little corner of the earth, which is, it's pretty, you know, but.
And think about where we are. It takes us 2 days to get across Texas.
Yeah. That is insane.
The whole way.
I don't know how y'all do it. Like with Justin Williams when he comes up to Arkansas.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Justin's just a couple hours away from us.
He just boogies like the other night. I think he left it. No, 10 at night or 9 at night. And he drove through, got somewhere in Mississippi about 3 a.m., took a power nap or something.
Yeah.
Woke up and did here, and he was here by like 5 the next day as well. That night, whatever. It was crazy.
We would have to do that if we didn't already have the whole week off.
Yeah.
But we take the week and camp our way up here.
No one wants to waste adventure days on a highway.
No, we hate
That's just lame. But.
Yeah.
All right. I think we're coming up on our little 15-minute, 10-minute.
All right.
But
this was fun.
This was fun. We'll have to do an actual episode.
Okay.
And see what you guys are doing down the road. And catch up again. Okay. But you guys want to plug any of your social medias for the listeners out there?
Go ahead.
Okay. So his we do Instagram mainly.
Okay.
And it's always been wicked1_camptruck.
Okay.
But we're changing over to PM Overland.
Cool.
So I don't know. I guess it's still wicked1_camptruck.
Yeah.
But if you hashtag PM Overland, it'll pull it up.
Cool.
You know, it's in there somewhere. And I'm Instagram just Mindy Menard.
Very good.
So we're both on Facebook. So
no YouTube yet.
No YouTube yet.
Is that going to be a thing maybe for you?
Well, I'm learning to edit, so we'll see.
There's no learning. You just got to do it.
I have a good friend who gave me like a spent an evening with me. We were having drinks, and I know how to do iMovie.
It's good for
on
you.
On my Mac. So,
good for you.
Yeah, I'm going to take all the stuff from this trip.
It's so fun. Like
it is fun.
And not only you know for other people to watch, it's fun for you. That's a good, like for podcasting and doing all the things. That's a fun creative out, you know, and to see, and not only document your trips, but to put the little touches on, like the music, transitions on. That's what
All
right, y'all. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
Hey, did you enjoy that supper last night?
Heck yes. What would you call that? It was
it's shrimp stew.
Shrimp stew.
It's kind of gumbo-y, but it's not a gumbo. Gumbo's kind of hard to pack everything to make. So it's
man, that
shrimp
was good.
Stew.
Me and Brian were talking on the way back, man. We're like, now, that actually had seasoning. That was seasoned proper. Like around here, I mean, we might get a couple of those seasonings, but that one kicked your taste buds.
We try to do that every time we go camping somewhere, and so we can share our food.
What, and that, it's funny because it's Justin Williams, I think, might be cooking for everyone tonight, the gumbalaya and stuff.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
But ours is better than Justin's. So.
Challenge.
I like that the cultures there. From, you know, we're all Americans or whatever, but, you know, there's still different cultures still within our country.
Oh, absolutely.
It's fun to partake in that. You know,
so. It is.
All right, guys.
All right.
Cool.
Thank
Stay
you.
Wild.
Yep. See you. All right, in person. We're live in studio. It's Saturday night. It really is. I got Mr. Robert Kahn in the house. Robert, how the heck are you?
Man, I tell you, this has been a great time here at the Moore Overland Expo. It's, you know, just meeting the people, talking to different people, seeing the vendors, but, you know, really just the influencers like yourself and you know, Matt McClellan, but, you know, just seeing just all the people out here.
Yeah.
I just had a blast just wandering around talking to people.
Absolutely. And have you been to all five?
I've not. I missed one.
Okay.
But,
was the snowstorm one or was it COVID one?
No, it was the COVID one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the one I missed. I think I went to the first one. I don't know. It is year five, right? So I forget.
Yeah, year five.
I keep forgetting that. I think the only one I missed was the COVID one, but I was an attendee. I didn't camp here or nothing. I was just a one-day attendee for the first 2 years, and the last three, been doing the storyteller thing. And every year, you get to see all the people, A, you met from the previous years, and then B, it's just like cool to see how this thing just blows up. You know, every year it gets better.
I remember the very first one, and, you know, a couple rigs, you know, a couple vendors selling toe straps or, you know, the soft shackles. And then it just, you know, it just became a kind of life of its own, and just seeing, it's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, and we're really fortunate because I only live 20 minutes away from
you,
you know. I can just hop right down here and meet people from, you know, Louisiana or North Carolina, people up in Washington coming down here.
And a lot of people travel, like, from the West Coast, especially companies, you know, Prince Zoo, Roller Buckle, Roller Cam, a few others I can't mention, but anyway. What kind of advice would you give someone who's never been to an expo? It doesn't have to be more, but like, what kind of advice would you give someone looking to go to an expo?
Man, I'd say, you know, do it. You may not get that much into the whole overlanding thing, or you don't know if you want to, but you will see just people out there, you know, enjoying life, hanging out around campfires, talking about the places they've been. Yeah, I mean, you know, we spend a lot of money on rigs, and that is, you know, a part of it. But so much of it is the money we spend on the rigs is to get us out and let us enjoy the places that we go.
Yeah.
And that's really it. So, yeah.
Comfortable. I mean, you know, some people, they're minimalist. And they could just throw a sleeping bag in there. But then sometimes, you know, somebody wants to be comfortable. You got all the amenities.
Well, you got that old Model T Ford in there. Yeah.
I want to see Zero Breeze give them a Zero Breeze. And then have everything from like the 20s, or however old his vehicle is, the 1920s, not the 2020s.
Right.
Dang, that's over 100 years.
Over 100 years, yeah.
And they're riding in that thing, camping in it.
I would not want to do it, but I have more power to them. I'm too old for that kind of a thing.
Did you
now,
see them at Rendezvous last year?
I did not. I was unable to go to Rendezvous last year. Last year I missed it. I was there the year before, but I saw them the year before.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were down there.
And yeah. I think it just blew everyone's minds because some people were down there and like,
you're using it.
Yeah. They were like in some expensive rig, and then these guys roll up, which I'm not saying theirs is inexpensive. It's very basic compared to these built-out rigs.
Yeah.
So, and I guess there's quite a following down there in Arkansas with Model T or Model A's even.
Yeah, they, I forgot the what they call their group, but yeah, it seems like there was, I don't know if you got a chance to peruse some of the pictures that they had up there, but it was all kinds of folks in there, you know, doing their thing with what they enjoy. And that's part of it. That's exactly what it is.
They do runs all the time in Arkansas. I've seen them before, I think, in Jasper, Arkansas, as we were driving through there one time. They were just at the Ozark Cafe, Ozark Cafe, not Ozark.
Oh, gotcha.
Ozark Cafe. All these Model T's and A's just lined up out there. I'm like, that looks pretty fun.
You'd love to see it. Yeah.
And I've seen them on, like, pictures of them on trails, you know, that are pretty gnarly. So it's pretty cool.
Well, you know, they've got those big, tall tires,
big,
you know.
Tall, skinny tires.
They can reach down through some of the stuff.
The ultimate pizza cutter tire. Because you can literally cut pizza with it.
But, you know, that's what it's about to me is, you know, doing what you enjoy and building the rig or not building the rig as you see fit. Mm. Yeah.
What would you recommend someone who wants to get into this overlanding thing? Just do it. Same thing as coming to an event.
Yeah, you know, people, I've chatted with friends of mine and say, oh, I'd love to do something like that, but I've just got a basic rig, or I don't even have a rig. And it's like, well, so, you know, come out there, enjoy it, see what other people have done, and either do or don't do what they have, blaze your own trail there, and either build a rig that's, you know, going to, you know, be able to go anywhere and do anything, or just get something that's good for just some light trails, just anything to get you out into nature and get you enjoying some good friends, good conversations around a campfire. That's good enough. Get your station wagon.
Yeah.
You know, for if nothing else.
Yeah. There is no such thing as the perfect
overlander. Besides mine.
Or I'll say I was going to go with the 3rd-gen 400, but everyone knows I'm mad at mine, so it is what it is. Any words of wisdom before we hang up?
Man, I tell you, I just if people are local, if you're in anywhere in Missouri or Arkansas, make sure you get a chance to come down here to or up here over here to the next one. Take some vacation time and come on up and hang out, and you won't regret it.
True that. You want people to follow you on social media? If so, what are your handles?
Man, you know, I don't really do much of social media, but I'm maybe starting to get into it a little bit.
Sure.
But my YouTube channel is I don't even know what my YouTube channel is. I don't even know
search
if I
Robert
have a
Kahn.
YouTube channel. Yeah.
You do Instagram?
I do Instagram. It's HYRYSC. It's high risk.
Cool.
Because that at one time was how my insurance classified me. So
gosh. All right. Thanks, Robert. And yeah, dude, we'll always see you. It's always a pleasure.
Well, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, back with our another interview from More Live. We got Tyler in the house, and we got Nate in the house. Fellas, how are you?
Good. How's it going, man? Good.
So I met Tyler yesterday. He just randomly walked up. Have you ever heard of the podcast or anything?
Nope. I saw your third gen, and I was like, man, let's talk about that, because that's my favorite. It's the only one here. It's my favorite car in the world.
Yeah, and you got a fifth gen, correct?
Yeah.
4Runner right now. So
yep.
That's cool, man. I'm glad you stopped. I'm glad you chatted. We twisted your arm to camp last night as well, so that was fun. What do you think of that experience, like camping and more in general?
Camping and more is the way to go. Because everybody here, they're all like-minded. You know, we're all looking at stuff, and there's no point in going and being secluded, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like he was saying, we came here alone, and people are like, well, why are you going there alone? But we're not really coming here alone. We're coming here, and then we're meeting up with a bunch of people.
That's correct. That's correct. And Nate?
Yes.
You've been a Patreon member for a minute now.
Yeah, a little bit. So I listened to Budget before this.
So, you're familiar with it. But this is the first time, I believe, you and I've met in person. Is this right?
Oh, we met, like, quick last year when you were up on the hill.
I'm horrible at these things.
Yeah.
So how many times have you been to more?
This is my third year.
Third year.
Yeah.
Consistently, like annually?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
How do you like it?
Oh, I love it. It's getting better and better every year. So I'm becoming more and more involved every year. Like
right on.
First year I just camped like an hour away, came for the day, camped an hour away, came back, and then went home. But last year I did the rally. That's an investment. So
yeah.
If you do that, you're going to have to invest the day to that, usually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what about camping? You've camped here?
This is my first year camping here.
Okay. And have you enjoyed it? Like it?
Yeah. No, it's great. Like I said, you're going to be with, you know, it's close-knit, so it's not like going off in the forest and camping by yourself. You're going to have close neighbors.
Right.
So it's like at the campground experience.
It is.
Yeah. So you got to be able to deal with other people.
Yeah.
But it's the greatest thing. I mean, like you said, I came here alone from Indiana. Two guys rolled up. There were friends from Iowa.
Mm.
Spent the day with them. Like you said, Tyler came along.
Cool.
While I was sitting
it
at
just
your
happened,
rig.
Man. And yeah. I tell people that all the time, like that don't go to Rigs and Coffee and don't go to meetups. You're not going to make any friends in this space if you don't go out, you know, and put yourself out there.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like the internet, because we all know that's real.
Yeah.
So it's cool. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I think that's one of the best things about this community is everybody's just willing to share and share info and be friendly. And like, you don't meet an unfriendly person here.
No, not at all. Like online, you know, everyone's very
opinionated. Yeah, exactly. Like the opposite of online.
What's something you've enjoyed specifically about this year at More?
I'd say the camping. I mean, I never camped here before, so I would definitely, if somebody's going to come down here for the first time and they got to drive, like they're not local. I mean, if they are local, I'd suggest staying here on the grounds and just enjoying the whole experience.
It's fun to hang out at different campsites at night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To float around.
Exactly.
It's a blast because everyone, you know, they cook a ton of food. They got a lot of extra beverages. So it's like, you're going to, that. I mean, even if you go somewhere for 10, 20 minutes, you know, or somewhere for 2 hours, it's fun just to go mingle with people.
Yeah, exactly.
So you were pointing to Tyler earlier, did he cook way too much food?
No,
I didn't cook any food. I've been
feeling guilty for eating all my food.
I've been eating his food too. Every time he's like, hey, man. I made some sausage. I made some fajitas. I got a sandwich. And I'm like, dude, I can't just keep eating your food. And he's like, what? That's what I brought it for.
Yeah, dude. I didn't bring anything because my rig was down. And I've told everyone this, but whoever's listening out there, I didn't bring any bedding, zero clothes. Well, I did bring clothes. I didn't bring a pillow. I didn't bring my rain fly poles.
Oh, man.
I don't have my rain fly poles either.
It was just... I brought everything for like displays and podcasting, but I didn't bring any of that stuff.
For this. Yeah.
So fortunately, you know, people like Brian, he had a blanket and some other things. And
everybody's willing to share anything, right? Even if you come here with nothing, you're going to find stuff. And people are going to be willing to share
That's what's cool about it, you know, with this community and everything.
Yeah.
Is there something that stood out to you guys as far as vendors or maybe storytellers that you guys have just thoroughly enjoyed or were just like, man, that's pretty cool, you know?
the like DIY stuff that a lot of the storytellers have done.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, that's like huge. I met a couple brothers from Chicago over there, Alex and Angel, 312 Overlanding and Windy City Overlanding.
Oh, nice.
They've made a lot of their own stuff, like I have on my rig.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was just cool to walk around and see stuff that people incorporate in their rigs and just don't buy stuff all the time.
Yeah.
That's a big one for me because I've been watching Overlanding and camping for like 3-5 years and I have not delved into it at all. I just watch. I spend so much time watching, and then the more you watch, the more you get into these really high level guys that have these super built out rigs.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, I want to get into this, so let me make a list of all the stuff I need.
Right.
When in reality, you don't need all that stuff.
Exactly. Like,
you're just going out, you know, just get out there. So before I came here, I real quickly just bought like a rooftop tent and a rack off of Facebook Marketplace, and I get out here and I was like, man, these people have all this cool stuff they built, you know. I didn't need to go out and like stretch myself to try to get these things and like fit in with the crowd, because that's not really the crowd. That's like these top level guys that have been doing this a long time that we watch and kind of idolize a little bit, and rightfully so. I mean, they have awesome stuff, but like, you don't need that to get started. So like you said, the DIY stuff that you see out here, That's special.
So that's awesome that you said that, and you've noticed that, you know, for your own sake and to help share that with other people. The other cool thing about the DIY and going back with people's rigs and how they're set up for that specific person. I always say this, you know, when you look at people get confused whenever they go into this, you know, sport, hobby space, whatever you want to call it. They look at a truck, there's traction boards on the side.
Yeah.
They've got the rooftop tent. They got these amber lights, pod lights, whatever.
Yeah.
And they go out and buy that stuff, and you know, honestly, you don't need it.
Yeah.
But then
yeah.
once they come here, they see the DIY, they see how people are doing things that work for them.
Yeah.
Then that gets your gears turned in. You're like, ah, oh, cool, I could do something like that to my truck or rig or whatever, and do whatever. And I think it's cool to also see those things in person, touch them, ask people who have been rocking it for you
how
it's been.
Yeah.
Like, would you spend the coin for that? Did it really deliver like you would?
So. I mean, I've got like an attic full of stuff that I first started out with that I don't use anymore. Yeah, that I've downsized or it's just not practical. Or I got plenty of stuff for my kids if they ever start, you know, getting into the same overlanding stuff. It's stuff that doesn't fit what I do anymore.
Everybody's saying they have a trial and error attic.
That's what's good too. I was talking to I don't know, one of the guys up here, and they were saying, like, if they got something and they no longer needed it, or say they upgraded it, they would give it to a buddy and just let them use it to try to get them involved with it. You know?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, you know, like going back to earlier, they think you need to spend all this money, but you really don't.
Yeah.
All right.
That's one of the good things about camping here, too, is you see all of the regular folks that are out here and what they're using. And it gives you some ideas of, like, what's actually useful for them.
I like seeing the rigs. There's like some vintage rigs out there.
Yeah.
Like 90 Suburbans.
Yeah. There's like a Willys that parked next to us yesterday. And then I don't even know what that Dodge truck is that parked next to us.
Yeah. Those guys actually, he's a recovery dude. He's got a business. Really? Those two old Dodge rigs that he's got out there.
Dude, that thing was like, well, he said Power Wagon on. It looked like a 66 or 67 model or something like that. Yeah. Freaking Dana 60s on it. And I don't know what he had for the power plant. Okay. But cool.
Did you go walk the campground yet?
Last night we did for like an hour.
Okay.
It was
there's some crazy stuff out there. Like, I'd never seen a Kimbo one person before. I'd only seen it like on Talon Size channel, like I'm buying one.
Yeah.
But that was impressive to see.
Like, so much stuff. Like, you think like a weekend's not long enough, but it's not to a point if you're running like nerd out over every little thing. But you could, it's a lot to take in, is what I guess. Would be a good description. So before we hang up here, what kind of advice would you give to somebody? It doesn't have to be for the Moore Expo. What kind of advice would you give someone who's interested in going to an expo who's never gone?
Well, I'd say don't go and buy a whole bunch of stuff before you go. Don't do that, because stuff's not cheap. And I guarantee if you go and buy a bunch of stuff because you saw somebody else had it, you're going to end up having stuff that you're not going to use.
That's right.
So, you know, do a little bit at a time. See what you actually need. That's the most benefit, I think.
Yeah, I'd say along that same kind of lines, like, don't go just straight to the vendors and buy what you think is cool.
Yeah.
Hit like, Storyteller Row, the people that do it all the time, or hit the campground, see what everybody else is doing with their stuff before you start getting invested.
Excellent.
Because, like I said, I got 3-4 years of
Yeah.
Trial and error.
Yeah. Well, guys, I appreciate you. Definitely had a blast chilling with you guys the last
couple
of
days. Definitely. Thanks, looking forward to tonight, too.
Yeah, dude, it's fun. Yeah. It's not over yet.
No, not
All right, Tyler, how can people get a hold of you if you want people to follow you on socials or anything?
Man, I'm just getting started, but the license plate on my Forerunner says Devolve, so I think I'm going to go with Devolve Overland.
Nice.
The point is to, you know, just simplify, stay basic, get out there and have fun with what you got.
Nice.
So,
love it.
Tyler Dillehay is the name, Dillehay.
Definitely. Cool. What about you, Nate?
Nate, I'm Trail Boss, or Trail Brutus, I'm sorry. It's not a Trail Boss anymore, so it's Trail Brutus on Instagram.
Cool.
Yeah.
Guys, thanks for coming on the show.
Okay.
Thanks,
thank you, Benji.
All right, next interview. We got Mr. Eric from Roller Cam, all the way from Utah, in the house.
How's it going? How are you doing?
Man, how about more 24?
It's incredible.
It's your first time here, right?
First time here. Chris gave me a ring, kind of told me about it. Love the idea. Love Storyteller. We've enjoyed it. And the people that have been fantastic.
Yeah. The people here, there's no strangers. That's the thing, you know, especially, I mean, I say the Midwest, right? So, but there's people coming in from all over the country. So you got that vibe. What's something about Storyteller and Roller Cam that really drew you guys to the show?
I mean, one of the things we've learned, we've done a lot of marketing stuff. We love content creators. I mean, they're out there using the product for doing cool stuff. And honestly, most of them do real content where they believe in the goods. It's just not good, you know, pitching some product that they don't believe in.
Right.
And so we were really, and we know a lot of the guys here, right? We know Matt at Ozark Overland. Is it Ozark Overland?
Ozark Overland Adventures.
Yeah, yes. We love Matt. Matt's a great dude.
Yeah. He's very charismatic and outgoing, and his content is just incredible.
And his dogs are great.
Oh, you know? They got the whole story, man. They got the whole package.
The story. Yep.
But yeah, the storytellers, especially out here, you know, you've got small channels and large channels and everything in between, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And your guys is, I mean, not to just toad on you guys, but you guys did sponsor the Storyteller Row.
Yep.
And gave everyone goodie boxes.
Goodie boxes.
That, like, were stuffed full of roller cams. You had the
rope roller, the new 3/4-inch roller cams, all kinds of good stuff. Yep.
I waited all night. I didn't open it that night. Uh-huh. But the next day I woke up like Christmas and I had to open it.
Yeah,
I had to
cheat.
See what's in there. Blown away. I was like, this is crazy. So appreciate that for what you guys have done for the storytellers. But are you coming back next year?
Absolutely. This is one we're definitely coming back to.
Fantastic, man. Yep. I love hearing that from, and I always try to tell people, especially like West Coasters and people out there that don't venture out here. It's worth coming to, and it's cool to see the this expo, you know, fairly small for our area, or large for our area, but small compared to some other expos, but it's the connections and all that stuff that just make it like a family reunion. It's fantastic.
And this area is so cool. Like Springfield is nothing like I was envisioning.
What were you thinking of?
I don't know. The Simpsons? I have no idea what it was. Yeah. Rome and I got here like, oh, this is pretty nice. Like, green, balmy weather.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we lucked out. I have no idea. But
I think you did.
Did we?
There was like thunderstorms in the forecast for,
really?
I think, all weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
And then the one that rolled in Thursday night, you know, it was real windy. It spit a little bit of rain, but it went north of us.
Mm.
And I'm thankful because we got this beautiful sunshine.
It's crazy.
It's like hoodie weather.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
It's crazy.
Humidity's down. So, any advice for anyone out there wanting to get into this overland camping, whatever you want to call it?
Yeah, just get out there and have fun, right? Go camping.
Go camping.
Even if you have no gear, just go out and camp in the back of your car. It's fun.
Like people have done for thousands of years under the stars.
Man. Yeah.
Any words of wisdom for anyone out there in listening land?
Just enjoy it. Enjoy it. Enjoy and it. Come check out more Expo. It's fun. And we're going to be at a lot of the different expos this year to look. And if we're out there, come say hi.
Cool.
Yeah.
Appreciate you coming on the pod.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, dude.